USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI arrested Mark Stephen Domingo, who was plotting a large-scale terror attack in Los Angeles as revenge for the mass shootings at a mosque in New Zealand. That's according to documents released by the FBI. The FBI says Domingo fantasized about murdering Christians, Jews, white supremacists, police officers, and even his next-door neighbor, U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
Mr. Domingo had requested the construction of improvised explosive devices, which he planned to use in the attack. He allegedly purchased several hundred 3-inch-long nails to be used in IEDs as shrapnel, specifically because the nails were long enough to penetrate the human body and puncture internal organs.
With another record on Wall Street as the S&P finished up 3 points to close at 29.43, and the Dow gained 11 points to close at 26.554. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now at the highest level for the year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The high gasoline prices are being blamed on a number of refineries switching to the more expensive summer blend, and the cost of crude oil this week hit $20 a barrel. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest prices.
Average gas prices up 4.4 cents per gallon in the U.S. in the last week and currently stand at $2.89 per gallon. That's the highest tally of 2019.
While the national average is $2.89, motorists in California are paying $4.08. That's the highest for them since 2014. I'm John Clemens.
Michael Avenatti, the former attorney to porn actress Stormy Daniels, pleaded not guilty Monday to federal charges that he allegedly stole millions of dollars from his clients, failed to pay taxes, and lied in bankruptcy court. His trial is set to begin on June 25th. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It was a historic weekend at the box office. One movie shattered box office records. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
Avengers Endgame demolished box office records with a stunning $350 million in North America and $1.2 billion worldwide. Disney Marvel's fourth and final Avengers superhero movie has captivated moviegoers, accounting for more than 4 out of every 5 tickets sold domestically. Other movies in the lineup, Captain Marvel, The Curse of La Llorona, Breakthrough, and Shazam, all made under $10 million. The movie grossed nearly $100 million higher than the previous record set by Avengers Infinity War. At last count, Avengers Endgame has broken 144 box office records. The film is also being shown at more theaters than ever before, despite it being a 3-hour movie.
Hours after being drafted by the New York Giants, a football player was shot and injured in Topeka, Kansas, that also left a Washburn University player dead. Police say Corey Ballantyne was involved in a shooting early Saturday and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. The Giants released a statement saying they've spoken with Ballantyne, who was selected in the 6th round by the Giants, and he's recovering in the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.